Hello, everyone, and welcome to Teach Me Teacher, a podcast for educators where we, the teachers, become students ourselves. I'm your host, Jacob Chastain, and today you are tuning into part two of my conversation with Kim Yarris, one of the authors, along Jan Berkins, of Who's Doing the Work? Guys, this episode is amazing. If you missed part one for whatever reason, if you're just now jumping back into the podcast, or this is the first time you are listening to the podcast, pause right here, go listen to part one, because this conversation picks up right after that one was cut off in our last part. In this episode, we dive into things like assessment and why formative assessment is so powerful, and how to discuss some of the practices we're talking about with principals and leaders who might be a little wary of doing these authentic, amazing practices. I want to thank Stenhouse for sponsoring this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around to the end of the episode to find out how you can win a copy of Who's Doing the Work. Enjoy. I love this conversation.
Good morning, class.
So cool to be yourself in life and in your class.
Kids just want to be loved and they want to be noticed for who they are.
Students respond a lot better to kind, positive remarks.
I really want my students to know is that I care.
Without a strong culture, nothing else was going to get done.
Teach Me Teacher is, I just want to call it a revolution. So if a teacher, you know, we've all, I've experienced teachers who are like, my kids can't insert skill here. So, you know, to your point, if we want kids to be able to do certain things, we have to make sure that we're giving them text to train them that way. Otherwise, we're just keeping mm-hmm. them in a box, right?
Amen. Exactly.
And that is such a problem too, because we start, especially if we're relying too much on material rather than process, like we're so focused on the school of English versus reading as a process. And that's another thing that you really bring up well and throughout the whole book, which is this idea of reading as a process. You know, how does that for you, when you're thinking of teaching as a process versus, you know, just so focused on material and the school of things? So if in your perspective, how is teaching as a process, understanding reading as a process and teaching that way, differ from really just teaching using certain materials just to get the questions to the kids?
So what it means is being responsive as a teacher. Like, you really have to listen to kids read. You have to take note, running records of what kids are doing, and you have to take time to analyze what kids are doing. Like, our anecdotal notes become a cornerstone of our classroom practice. And it just can't be as simple as just hurry up and give me the level of the kid so I can know what books to, what text to pull so I can do a group. It really does require a little bit more professional reflection and time to analyze the formative assessments that we're doing in our classroom. I feel like maybe we've been a little bit heavy on the summative assessment side, and we've not been talking enough about our formative assessments and the anecdotal notes that we take on a day-to-day basis. In a world where we're really looking at reading process, I know no other way other than to look at our formative assessment data and really think about what it's telling us about kids. Because when we understand if a kid is print dominant or meaning dominant, what then happens is then we know how to teach them. It informs our instruction. It helps us to know what we need to do differently or better or more of if we are thinking about them in terms of their reading process, in addition to what we know about their reading level.
Do you get pushback from this idea of moving to or focusing more on a formative assessment piece? Because I know there's pockets in education, a lot on the admin side, but on the mm-hmm. LA side too, there's people who are like, you know, data's king. I want this data and this data, and this is how we're going to judge our students.